Political observers note it's rare for a challenger to outraise an incumbent governor. They say it's a sign the race between Deal and the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter will stay close until November's election. Adam Stone is a political science professor at Georgia Perimeter College.
Here's what it does. It makes it competitive. Without this cash, Jason Carter would not be competitive. He'll have money to spend that will allow him to be very active and buy a lot of media time in a lot of markets.
Carter raised more than $2 million from April to June. Deal's campaign raised nearly $1.3 million. In terms of total cash on hand, Deal's camp remains ahead, with $2.6 million going into the last 4 months of the campaign versus Carter's $1.8 million. However, Tom Hunter warns not to read too much into the candidate's campaign coffers. He's a political science professor at the University of West Georgia.
There will also be lots of out-of-state money spent by PACs, especially for Nathan Deal. The Koch brothers and others will be spending millions of dollars. They already have spent lots of money to support the incumbent governor. So just looking at where the money's coming from the campaigns, doesn't really show the whole picture.
An average of recent polls gathered by the website Real Clear Politics puts Deal ahead by 2 points. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.